You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, back in May, Missouri state legislature passed a bill that nullifies all federal gun laws in that state. Not only does the bill nullify those federal gun laws within the state boundaries, but it also contains language stating that agents enforcing federal gun statutes, federal agents, could be subject to lawsuits for attempting to enforce those federal gun laws within Missouri's borders. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed that bill last month, citing the Constitution. But on Wednesday, the legislature convenes again, and it looks like there may be enough votes for an override. Well, joining us now is one of the Republican representatives in the Missouri State Legislature. He's Representative Jay Barnes, and he was the only Republican in the legislature to vote against that bill in May. Joins us from Columbia. Hi, Representative Barnes.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining us. I'm going to assume that a lot of what's going on in Missouri stems from Sandy Hook, gun control reactions to Sandy Hook, and the controversy since. Is that about right, that that's where this stems from?
I think so. There was a lot of talk on the national level of new gun control measures, which are not popular in Missouri, and I think for good reason. I'm a guy who has a perfect Second Amendment voting record. Unfortunately, some folks took that and went not just a little too far, but way too far with the reaction to that. I think a lot of folks who voted for this bill the first time around thought of it as a symbolic vote. But if you look at the actual details of the bill, it's something that doesn't actually even protect the Second Amendment, let alone the practical defects where you talked about criminalizing the actions of ordinary law enforcement officers who try to keep drugs and criminals off our streets.
Now, this bill says that a federal agent who tries to enforce, you know, a DEA agent or FBI who tries to enforce federal gun laws on the streets of St. Louis, maybe, could be sued by the person he or she arrests.
That's right. And that part of the bill is clearly unconstitutional. It's amazing to me that the folks who brought this bill think it defends the Second Amendment when it obliterates the structure of the Constitution, which protects the Second Amendment rights of Americans across the entire country. I'll give you an example. There's a couple of recent Supreme Court cases, a case from District of Columbia that ruled that handgun bans were unconstitutional, and a case that came out of Chicago that said for the first time in 200 years of Supreme Court jurisprudence that the Second Amendment was incorporated to apply against cities and states. If the supporters of this bill had their way, that Second Amendment would not apply to those cities and states because those cities and states, just like the supporters of this bill say Missouri, can just make its own law and ignore what the Supreme Court says. Those cities and states could do the same thing. And I think that's an insane result for folks who claim to be supporters of the Second Amendment.
Now, you voted against this bill when it was a bill on the floor, but it passed with 109 of your Republican colleagues voting for it, along with 11 Democrats. It needs just about that number for an override, and it has just about the same number of votes in the Senate. You know, in Washington, override votes are sometimes different than voting on the bill. Do you have a sense that some people will back off if it means actually making this thing law in Missouri?
It's going to be really close. People have actually looked closer at the details of the bill. It is no longer a symbolic vote. A lot of times what you'll see happen with bills is if they don't get to the target number, the bottom will drop out of them. I don't think this bill is going to pass tomorrow, but we'll see. I've been surprised other times.
It's a fascinating situation. We're speaking with Representative Jay Barnes from Columbia, Missouri. He's the only Republican in Missouri state legislature to vote against a bill that nullifies all federal gun laws. Representative Barnes, I wonder, in your discussions with colleagues as you lobby on this or just talk to your friends in the legislature there, does Article 6 of the Constitution come up at all? Article 6 is the supremacy clause that establishes the Constitution and federal law as the supreme law of the land and says all judges in cities and states have to obey federal law, that the Constitution is fairly clear on this.
Well, some folks have a different read on the supremacy clause than what the Supreme Court and every other court in the country has had for 200 years. What I've been telling folks is there's more proof to the existence of unicorns than there is to the constitutionality of this bill.
So you tell them it's going to be struck down anyway?
Well, most of it will be struck down. There are provisions in it which are constitutional, and those are the provisions which limit the actions of state law enforcement officers. States, of course, have the ability to tell law enforcement officers within their own borders and employed by either the state or local government entities within the state what they can and cannot do. Those aren't agents of the federal government, and we've got some. There's some provisions of this bill that limit the actions of state law enforcement officers, which I think actually would survive a constitutional challenge and would make it more difficult, if not impossible, to conduct a lot of raids on crack houses and meth labs around the state of Missouri, which I think is a terrible result.
It's an extraordinarily interesting constitutional state of affairs in the show me state, the state of Missouri. Representative Jay Barnes is a Republican in the state legislature, but the only Republican to vote against a bill nullifying all federal gun laws in the state of Missouri. And just so we're clear, Representative Barnes, you think this override effort fails tomorrow? Closely.
I think it's going to be very close. If you had to make me say one side or another, I would say I think it's going to fail.
We're going to be watching that vote closely, too. Representative Jay Barnes, Republican from Columbia, Missouri, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.